That's how I want to live my life. I want to be like that mirror whose inclination and motivation is to reflect Jesus, never calling attention to itself, and to always be found pointing to Jesus. I want to live as if that's not some dream or vision, but a real experience any person can live. In Hebrews 12:2, Paul uses a Greek word for looking to Jesus. That's not used anywhere else in the Bible, only there. It's a two-part verb, the first part meaning a separation from the whole. The second part means to see with the eyes, to see with the mind, to stare at and discern clearly. It's not only a physical action, but a mental action both. The Hebrew equivalent means to experience by perception. And the more I perceive and see Jesus, the more I become like Him. Meaning the more we see Him, the more our lives will gain a natural inclination, a natural leaning to follow after Jesus. The more we follow Him, the more we follow Him, and the more we reflect Him, the more we reflect Him, receiving no attention and gathering no medals of honor to ourselves. Now that may not seem to make any sense to some listeners, but let me encourage you to not just trot past that, not giving the idea a second glance, but to let it sit on the back of the stove until the Lord brings it forth and reminds you of things He said when you need to know them. Our inclinations and motivations are also called intentions. They are a spark, like the flash of a gemstone, which is more than an inkling, which is a hint or a slight knowledge. And what is the nature of a spark? It's humble. It is small, like a little light reflecting occasionally on and off in the darkness. Buried in the Hebrew letters for the words intention and inclination, it is easy to discover their origin, as in our imagination as a spark. And as we know, a spark is all we need to start a fire, for good or bad. In Genesis 50, verse 20, where it says, "Meant for evil," the word "meant" speaks of something which began in the imagination as a spark and was woven together into a larger idea that was acted on. But the whole thing began as a spark that started a fire, and had their hearts not been inclined to do evil, the fire would have never caught. What evil was so flammable in the heart of Israel that the spark in their imagination caused a fire to begin with? One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Malachi 3:16. "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before Him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on His name." Oh, I just love that verse. There at the end is the word meditate, or thought on His name. It's a phrase which also means to imagine things about God. In the word is a humble spark, inclination and motivation to not only imagine, but weave together ideas and to execute what is imagined, like weaving together the reflected light caught from gemstones. And if you caught enough gemstone light and wove it together, you could have a coat of many colors. Now, wouldn't that be amazing? A garment of woven together gemstone reflected light. A heavenly garment born from righteous imagination, triggering our inclinations and motivations to do the works of the Lord, changing the world around us. I like that vision. So let's stop right there and say, think about it.